You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Wednesday, August 28th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $572 million. That's how much Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay for its role in Oklahoma's opioid crisis. A judge ruled on Monday that the drug maker's misleading marketing and promotion of opioids had compromised the health of Oklahomans. The company said it would appeal. While Johnson & Johnson lost the suit, its stock still rose about 2% on Tuesday. Why? The penalty was much smaller than what many investors had feared. In fact, it's less than 10 days' worth of net income for Johnson & Johnson. The next number up is $700 billion. That's the size of the global tobacco market. Hoping to prepare for a cigarette-free future, two of the industry's biggest companies are now discussing a merger. The two in question are Philip Morris International and Altria Group. They were once a single company but split in 2008. Philip Morris manages the Marlboro brand in international markets, while Altria focuses on selling Marlboros in the U.S. A combined company could market new non-cigarette investments globally, like Philip Morris's heat-not-burn product called IQOS. That's a smokeless tobacco device. The same goes for products from Altria's strategic investments. Those include vaping startup Juul Labs and cannabis company Cronos Group. Our last number is 9%. That's how much an index of long-term U.S. treasuries has climbed in August. The S&P 500, meanwhile, is down almost 3% this month. That big of a performance gap doesn't happen often. If treasuries gains and stocks losses hold through the end of the week, it would make this August just the 19th month since 1987 that bonds have beaten equities by at least 10 percentage points. That's according to Bespoke Investment Group. So what's going on? Investors pile into bonds when they're worried about risk. This month shows just how concerned they are about the U.S.-China trade war and its effect on the global economy. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Wednesday, August 28th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.